I saw this question online, people asking it, and I thought it was so interesting. If you are a parent who has saved up and put money in a college fund for your kids, and just by chance they go to a school that is cheaper or more affordable, and they actually graduate, go to the university and everything, but there is still money left in the college fund, do they get to keep that money because that was money for their college fund and their education? Or does it go back to you like, good thing I saved excess? 314-531-9898. I thought it was so interesting.
I would think that it would stay with the kid because maybe the kid made the decision like, hey, I know my parents saved up money for me, but you know what? I want to use that money to go towards a down payment for my first house. So I'm going to choose to go to, you know, community college or a cheaper option, and they like planned it out. I would think that it's their money for their future. They should be able to keep it.
See, yeah. That was where I disagreed. You keep saying their money for their future. It's not the future fund. It's the college fund. It'd be different to saying, hey, this is the money I set aside. And if you want to go into a trade, then you could take all this money and you could decide what you want to do with your life. I put this money aside for your college, your university to help me pay for your school. I think some parents feel this parental obligation to help pay for school, right? They're not here to then, after you get your education, there will be, but they're not obligated. They don't feel the same obligation to like start your whole life. Like that's on you after you get your college to get your ish together to do all that. This is to help pay for college. It's not the future fund.
I feel like you took it upon yourself to like apply for scholarships and stuff and save money.
And like, you were the one that like put all the work in high school and stuff to get the scholarships to do all of that. I feel like you should deserve that money.
Guys, your parents did all the work to help you get all those scholarships. They've done it. This is like a payment back. Like, thank God you saved all this money, mom and dad, and lived at my house and took care and, you know, I ate all your food. Here, take that money you went from school and help replenish all the sacrifices you made. I just think there's zero chance that I would say, hey, like, I know you say like school was $20,000 a year, which is not because it's crazy.
Yeah.
$20,000 a year, and your parents saved to have for it to be $25,000 a year. Damn, your parents did great. You know, like they have 100 grand in the bank. You don't just get to keep the extra $20,000.
Yeah,
no.
I kind of see what Brett's saying. It's money that you kind of want to take and go, okay, you've saved this money. As a parent, I don't really want it back, but I want it to work better for you. So maybe it goes into your first home fund.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to go party with this money.
I know,
but
I know you're not being jerks about it, but I still don't think it's your money to do whatever you want. I feel like it's the college fund. I feel like it is named the college fund because it is the college fund. It is not the college fund and then whatever else. And that also shouldn't be because it, like, you start to think of that when you're 18. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But I think kids will start thinking of that. Like, well, if mom and dad got, you know, $150,000 in the bank and I choose this school, I'm going to get extra money. No, I want you to choose the school you want to go to get you the best education. It shouldn't be like this financially savvy money decision you made to, like, scoop up the college fund. I don't like that either.
I'd do that.
I know you would. Yeah, right. That's what people would start doing. It's the college fund for me. 314-531-9898. Parents, you save up a bunch of money and they go to school. They actually graduate. It's not like they didn't go to school and like, hey, I want that money. I decided not to go to school. They actually went to school, graduated, but there's some excess money in the account. Who gets that money? Does it go back to the parents or does it go to the kids? It's Y98. Such an interesting and awesome kind of dilemma to be in. If you have saved up enough money for your kids' college fund, they go to college, not like they drop out, not like, I'm going in a different direction, whatever. And they have excess money at the end of their 4 years. Like, thanks for graduation. Who gets the leftover money? Josie, this happened with your boyfriend?
Yeah, so my boyfriend's a diesel mechanic, and he went to trade school, so it didn't cost as much as normal college would. And then, so basically, with the leftover money in his college fund, he buy his first house, and with that, he used it as a down payment, and then the rest of it, he used to like remodel his house.
Love that.
Got a down payment and remodeled his whole house, set up for success because of it. Thank you so much for the call.
That's awesome.
And I do think that's what every parent wants. I think we were even saying that as we're grabbing callers, because so many people are on hold and we're going to grab these calls on this. I think most parents feel that way. But I'm asking the question, who should get the money. And I feel like this is payment back. Mom and dad have done their work, got you through college. That money should be yours. Jen, how do you feel about if there's excess money that parents have saved in the college fund? Who do you think gets the money?
Okay, so I normally agree a lot with what Hannah and AB say.
Okay,
Jen.
Oh, but you're on Team Brett?
Thank you. Finally, came over.
I totally am. Yes. And here's why. I'm also a teacher, so keep that in mind.
She's a genius. Thank you.
we worked for our scholarships and we did all that. Yes, you did, but that's your job. Mm-hmm. So okay. I'm doing my job by putting money away for you so that you can go to college. But if you don't use all of the money, the money is left over from me because I'm the one who earned it. I just happen to save it for you. So if there's leftover money, that's mine. But as a parent, I am probably going to let you use it towards a down payment on a house.
Right.
Or something like
or
that.
Or a master's degree.
Or a master's degree, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no scholarships for master's degrees. So.
Well said. Okay. I think, Jen, you explained it exactly the way I feel like I'm trying to explain. I think you actually even did a better job of, like, look, the scholarships and all that stuff, that is part of going to school, and that's what you're supposed to do. It's not like you deserve this big reward. Your parents have put in so much sacrifice. At the end of the day, our parents are our parents. They're probably going to give you the money for the down payment anyway. But the money should go back to them, and then the parents should, it should be on them to decide who gets to keep that. Thank you so much for the call, Jen. Mo, you got a daughter in school. What are you going to do with it? Mo? Okay, I'm going to go to Kay. Kay, you had both boys. You had leftover money. What did you decide to do with it?
Yes, well, we didn't call it the college fund. We called it their college fund. So whatever was left over absolutely went to them. I saved it with every intention for them to have it. They didn't get it right away, but when they were probably maybe 3 or 4 years out of college, and one of them, my older one, was settling down and getting married and all of that. Then he got his and used it for a down payment on a house.
Wow.
Wow. See? Yeah. Winnie, what did you decide to do with the college fund? And Winnie, no Bluetooth or speakerphone and keep your radio turned down.
All right. So I did not have the money to save for the kids for college fund. But if I had, I was the one who worked for that money. So I get that money back to decide what to do with it.
Yeah, mom and dad deserve a little vacation after putting you through college. Let's be honest.
That's not wrong. The text line is actually skewing with Brett and Winnie saying,
see, because I'm genius. The people are starting to hear the genius.
Okay, whatever. Text from Teresa say the parents sacrificed to save the money. The money belongs to the parents. Another one says it belongs to the parents. It's their funds assisting with their child's college. Another one saying, I think it depends on where my kid is at financially. If they need the money for something, then I would give it to them. But if they were making more money than I do, I may have just kept it for myself.
So like what type of job they have? Like, okay, they're actually better set off.
Yeah, right.
Everything comes full circle. Now it's time for the kids to start taking care of me.
I don't care what my kids do. Being in radio, they're going to always make more than me.
Kennedy started making more money than Kevin when she got a waitress job.
Exactly.
Kevin's like, where's my college?
Right.